think that TikTok is kind of following along the lines of like Facebook, Instagram, all these apps of like, you know, endlessly scrolling. You can keep on watching content for hours. It'll be 1 o'clock one afternoon, you scroll and it's 3 o'clock and you're like, oh man, yeah. What the heck?
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks.
Aloha, everyone.
Aloha, friends and family. Welcome back to our new episode of our podcast, DT Talks Season 4. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, I wonder how they're doing, because...
Yeah, obviously, we have a live studio audience right now. The usual.
Yes. Well, I'm just glad we're not live, you know, because that would be kind of awkward sometimes.
Yeah, I totally agree, but that's how it is, right?
Mm-hmm. But I'm still so happy, though, that we have celebrated our 1 year together, DT Talks.
1 year anniversary. Yes.
Hopefully many more to come.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. It's been fun, for sure.
Definitely, yes. And we have some people who have joined the giveaway, so maybe we'll announce the winner in the next episode. What do you think?
I feel it would be too late if we announce the winners like later on, because the entries are
okay.
Over. We'll see. If anything, we're supposed to announce the winners now, since we're going to upload the episode, right?
Maybe at like the end of this episode, we'll announce the winner.
We'll see. If not, you can always tune into Instagram. You know, that's where we're going to announce the winners.
True.
Yeah, at least won't be the ad late, right?
Mm-hmm. So hopefully more people follow us on Instagram too, because you get to see more of Terrell's live videos.
Sure.
with the effects.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, well, you already missed the Insta story.
Never mind. Just follow us and then you'll see more.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to get to our wonderful segment with Uncle Terrell.
Yes. Here we go. This is Uncle Terrell back at it again with another news from the goodnewsnetwork.org.
Aha, what's our news?
News today, very short, like last week. This week.
Oh, okay.
It says firefighters get creative to help baby raccoon with its head stuck in a sewer cover.
Aww.
That's a very, very cute picture. You see the raccoon has his head stuck on the sewer circle thing, and then it's just there helplessly trying to get out but don't know how to get out. And then it says here, firefighters near Detroit came to the rescue of a small raccoon struggling with the predicament. Macomb County Animal Control called the Harrison Township Fire Department, and when they arrived, they were perplexed to see the raccoon with its head stuck in a sewer cover. Veteran firefighter Lieutenant Brian Lokowski took a photo while figuring out what to do. First, they tried putting soap around the animal's neck, but that didn't work. They considered cutting into the cast iron cover, but it was too risky. We were trying all different kinds of options to not try and hurt it, but it was stuck in there really good, Lokowski told MLive. Finally, they asked a homeowner bring some cooking oil. They were able to pull out the body and free the animal at last. Without any injury.
Wow, with cooking oil.
Cooking oil, best method always.
Oh man, okay. Wow.
Lastly, we get ducks all the time that fall into the storm drains, he said. But I can't remember any raccoon rescues. Think this is my first one. So you know what's the best method to save any animal? Always use cooking oil.
Well, I'm glad you were able to do that though.
Yes.
Save that raccoon, yeah.
Yeah, if that's the same with all the human also. If you need rescue, if your hand is stuck in the pipe or whatever pipe, use cooking oil. No need use soap.
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah. Hopefully people keep that in mind.
Okay, this is the very, very short news from Uncle Terrell. Take it away, Deidre.
All right, I guess we have more uses for cooking oil, but much mahalo, Uncle Taro, of course, for always providing us with good news. We want to start off good. But now, let us hear from our guest for this episode.
Yes, this wonderful friend of mine, he is all the way from California, he's already laughing. He has a very awesome sense of humor, just like Scotty, one of our episodes that we had. But yeah, we'll have him introduce himself.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. my name is Chad Newman. I'm from California, Sacramento area. I mean, what I do, I'm a biology major here at BYU Hawaii. I plan on going to medical school afterwards, so that's my track right now. Lots of school to be done, but that's what I want to do.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Super cool. But yeah.
So how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling pretty good, kind of stressed. We got a...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, we got finals week.
After next week, yeah. Yes.
Good luck to you guys.
Thank you. We need a lot of luck for this one.
Yeah,
yeah, honestly.
Finals is not a great feeling, but you'll get through it. Don't worry.
Yeah. Hopefully. I mean, I'm fine, but I don't know about you.
I mean, I'm fine. It's just kind of that inevitable terror the fate that awaits you.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yep. Okay, let's not think too much about finals, but let's get to a fun segment
yes,
now.
Let's enjoy ourselves for once and not
please.
Torture.
Yes.
Yeah, ourselves.
Yes. So let's get to the Would You Rather segment so that, you know, we can get to know our guest a little bit better. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like that.
Yes, yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First, would you rather have to use chopsticks every day for the rest of your life or use a fork?
I would rather use a fork.
Just a fork.
Yeah, like, I mean, wait, is it just for food or just like...
A fork.
Yeah, but like for eating.
For food, yeah. For food, yes.
Like, as far as every day for the rest of my life, what are you
talking
about?
Yeah, but it didn't say like eating, though.
Oh,
crap. Just use a fork or a chopstick.
I mean, I guess if it's just for like regular life, probably chopsticks.
Okay, yeah.
Because like a fork, you couldn't.
You can really do so much.
You couldn't really do much with a fork. Like, hey, my name's Chad. I got a fork. What's up?
You're like, oh my gosh. Cool information. I guess that's something cool about you.
I guess.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Would you rather date your best friend or someone you don't know?
Oh gosh. I mean, I would probably date somebody I don't know.
Oh, because, interesting.
Like, yeah, like, I mean, that's the whole point, kind of dating, just to, like, get to know people. So, I mean, I'd rather date somebody I don't know, get to know them, and then, I don't know,
end a date with
me. Okay. So you're rather, like, diving into the unknown or not knowing this person at all. This person might have criminal record, mass murder, you know?
I mean, I guess, I mean, at that point, if I had the option of, like, you know, dating some random dude off the streets of the Bronx or, like, my best friend, my best friend. But, I mean, at least here at BYUH, I'd probably just go somebody I don't know.
Okay, that's for sure, yeah. Just for the adventure, the fun.
Yeah, getting to know
the
people.
The excitement.
I guess, yeah.
Anyways, next question. Would you rather be trapped in a romantic comedy with your enemies or trapped in a horror movie with your friends?
Probably a horror movie with my friends.
Ooh.
Just because, like, a romantic comedy with my enemies, like, I mean, romantic comedies always end with, like, you know, the guy being with the girl.
Oh.
So I'd rather not have to be, you know, with an enemy or something. Not that I have any, but it'd be a lot more fun to be in a horror movie with friends, I think.
So for me, at least, I'll be like, everyone that's screaming, I'll be laughing at them. That's like whenever I'm watching horror movies. So would you do
you
the
might
same?
End up being the one who's killing people or something.
Yeah, maybe you're the bad guy. Maybe
Reason
why it's a horror movie. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe I'm that psychopath, you know? I laugh at scary movies, not like being scared and stuff.
Uncle Terrell just coming at us. Instead of Terrell, it's Uncle Terror.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
With the cooking oil and MSG.
Oh, my gosh. Drowning you in cooking
Interesting.
Oil.
Yes, drowning you in cooking oil and like letting you consume all this MSG to make you go bald.
Oh, wow.
That's the biggest horror, losing hair.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, all right. Okay, next question.
Yep.
Would you rather be stronger or smarter?
Smarter, guaranteed.
Mm. Why?
I mean, just because, like, I mean, stay fit, you know, like, be healthy. But I feel like, I mean, if you're looking at it from a gospel standpoint, I feel like being smarter is a better thing.
But he didn't say what kind of stronger, though.
Ooh. Mentally stronger, yeah.
Okay, sure.
So,
I mean, if we're talking mental strength, I guess that would be a good one, too.
If you're smart, you probably know how to help yourself be mentally strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're stronger, you'll be mentally stronger and physically stronger to adapt to that situation, right?
That's true. So I guess, like, you could... Maybe they're the same thing.
I'm just influencing you guys with these thoughts.
He's really making you think twice about the would you rather question.
Do I really want this? No.
All right. Final would you rather question. Would you rather have people admire you for your good deeds or respect you for your power?
Probably respect for good deeds. Just because, like, when I read this question initially, I was just like, okay, good deeds, Jesus, respect for power.
Jesus.
Well, yeah. But, like, you know, people on earth. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You got people like, I don't know.
Hitler.
What the heck?
Hey, I didn't bring that up. That was not me.
Oh my gosh.
Good deeds, right? Forever.
Yeah, good deeds, good deeds.
What kind of deed, though, would you want people to remember you by?
Oh gosh.
I don't even Peeking out trash?
Something? No. I mean, that's a good deed, but I wouldn't want to be known as the guy who
picks up trash.
Yeah, be like, oh yeah, you're the guy.
Hey,
who
good for the environment.
True, but also kind of weird to be down as that.
This guy, Chad Newman, has been picking up trash since he was 21, and he has not stopped picking up trash.
Be like, I dropped out of school to pick up trash full time.
Oh my
gosh.
He
picks up other people's trash.
Yeah.
Just for the environment.
Just for the environment. You know, take out everybody's trash on the island.
I guess that's what you want people to remember you by. I guess that works.
Oh, I don't know. Probably not trash, but yeah, good deeds.
Good deeds. Yeah. Cool. Great answer.
Being a good person.
Yeah. That's what matters most, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. True. Deidre.
Huh? What?
No, nothing. Okay, we'll continue on with what we have to say.
Okay.
Well, friends and family, we're glad that you're able to get to know Chad a little bit more today, and we'll get into our topic for today.
All right. Okay, so today's topic, it's entitled, Is TikTok Changing the World?
Ooh. I feel like we're really late on this topic, just slightly, since TikTok's already blew up in America now.
I mean, you know, it's never too late to talk about things.
Well, that's true. Yeah, definitely. Well, mm-hmm. If you notice, for a couple of months or the whole year, pandemic itself already, you know, more and more people are using TikTok to make videos. And we decided to dive in a little bit deeper on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's people who enjoy TikTok videos and a lot of people who don't as well. So we're trying to understand why people who are obsessed or not, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So firstly, I want to ask, do you guys have a TikTok account?
Heck no. No.
You know what? At one point, because of the pandemic, there's not much to do. I was like, you know what? I'll try to make an account. And I was like...
Oh, really?
I did make an account, but then, like, I didn't fully invest on it because I'm always on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. So I'm like, you know, I don't need another social media in my life to just, like...
No.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, you'll be like, I just want attention right now, I guess. I don't know. But
wait,
yes.
So did you or did you not?
I did have one, but I deleted the app.
But not your account. It's still out there.
Yeah, the account is still out there. I didn't do anything about it.
So Chad, you don't have one?
No, I was just like, the first time I heard of TikTok, I was on my mission.
And
all these little kids were like screaming about how they wanted to make a TikTok with us. And we're like, I don't even... Because like, what year did TikTok come out? Was it like 2017, 2018?
Around that time frame. But like, it started in China. But then it blew up
in the US.
Like basically last year and the year before.
And everywhere else, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, I don't have one. I mean, because Instagram already had, like, people would upload TikToks
Instagram Reels.
So yeah. I watch them on there, but I've never had the app. So
true.
All right.
What about you, Deidre?
Oh, I do not have one and I don't want one. No, thanks.
Good.
But yes, but if you ask people, especially under the age of 21, what's their most used app, you'll probably hear TikTok pop up a lot though. This short video sharing app, you know, TikTok, it has captured the attention of millions of people around the globe, especially as they establish themselves as like a social media app along with Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, here's the thing, like if we remember like 2016 or before even 2016, there was Vine.
Vine.
That's what when I first heard of TikTok and started, you know, like watching stuff from TikTok, I was just like, I didn't know it was a separate thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was just Vine.
Exactly.
It came back and I'm just like, oh, nothing's changed, but it's just...
Yeah.
Well, sadly, Vine's like got bankrupt. That's why everyone moved out, went to YouTube at that point. As you guys know or might not know, you know, TikTok, it's shorts for most videos and videos at least. Easy to digest clips of people lip syncing, dancing, teaching a lesson has proven a massive hit with the youth of today. It provides a platform for anyone to be a star.
Right?
Like DT Talks.
A lot of people.
Right?
Oh, yeah. No, what were you guys saying?
Chat said DT Talks.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we won't get a TikTok account.
Yeah, it'll be too much effort already.
I know, right?
Have to keep the content
Instagram
going.
And Facebook for now.
Yeah.
Okay, but I have a question for you guys. When did you first hear about TikTok? And do you know where it started? Well, Terrell knows where it started. He mentioned it. But yeah.
Yeah. It started from China.
From China. I mean, like I said before, the first time I heard of TikTok, I was on my mission. So
okay.
So when was that?
2018. Okay. And I just thought it was a Vine ripoff.
Like, ripoff of Vine.
I didn't think it was going to last, but like the whole thing with like the US government trying to shut it down.
Yeah.
So like I didn't think that it was going to last, but I mean it's...
Made it through.
Stood the test of time.
Mm-hmm. People are getting super popular off of it.
Yeah.
We're not kidding though. Like when just little kids, people who are younger than us just becoming like stars, millions of followers. I'm like, bruh,
honestly, all these 13-year-olds becoming millionaires. And it's like, well,
what a way to put yourself out there, right?
Yeah.
Man, but I remember being super confused when I just saw a lot of people just post like, you know, those dance clips themselves. I was like, what? What is this?
I was like, what is this about? Like,
why is this a thing?
Why is this dance so dry and people like
what
it?
The heck?
You know, I'm not wrong. You have to look at... Yeah, exactly. And mostly just hand motions. And just like... You can't see what we're doing, but... they're just moving like step by step, like small steps. Like it won't be like breakdancing or whatever. That's why I said it's like dry. You can't... Just hand motions. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what's the hype about at one point.
And then all the TikTok users will be going after you.
It's okay. You'll get us popular at least, right? Okay, I do have a question though. So what do you think it is about TikTok that makes it so addictive? Like for anyone nowadays, you know, not just kids. People around our age are pretty like into it too.
I mean, I think it's along the lines of like how, you know, Instagram, you can endlessly scroll with videos and stuff. And so I think it's kind of along the same lines.
Because
in one of my psych classes my freshman year, we talked about how like all these social media companies, if you've watched The Social Dilemma on Netflix.
Oh, yes.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. So it's a movie about
like
Facebook and how it started and everything. And just how like now basically they observe like human psychological processes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to see how like you can get somebody to use a product.
Mm.
And so I think that TikTok is kind of following along the lines of like Facebook, Instagram, all these apps of like, you know, endlessly scrolling. You can keep on watching content for hours. Like it'll be 1 o'clock one afternoon, you scroll and it's 3 o'clock and you're like, oh man, what the heck? So I think it's just become addictive to the point where it's just like you don't have a point to stop using it because it's just like always
bringing
you stuff.
True.
Yeah.
I think it also doesn't help when last year, the pandemic, you know, you have no other places to go, no a lot of things to do. What did you resolve to? social media, more specifically TikTok.
Yeah, and like, especially in California, there's a lot of people on TikTok as well, because like, I don't know if you remember, but there were super bad fires last year.
Oh yeah, I remember.
The air quality was super bad. There was COVID, so there was a ton of restrictions. Couldn't really do anything outside, otherwise you'd get sick because the air quality.
Oh yeah, true.
So, like, you were just inside, you had nothing else to do.
Oh, so you were there for it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, sadly.
So, yeah. But
dang. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. No, the more you know. That's how you get addictive to stuff, you know, when you're stuck at home and nothing else to do.
Fires.
Yeah, yeah, fire. Yeah.
Of course.
There you go.
Natural disaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. TikTok,
and,
yeah.
And the virus itself.
That's true. Oh, yeah, COVID, oh, that thing, right?
My gosh. But yeah, it's true though, like what he's saying, like they do that in companies, like they want to get you caught on, and it's a lot to do with like the machines, mm-hmm. and the algorithm, because it's constantly examining you and collecting your data. Yes, guys, it's true, it's real. All these social media apps and such, whenever you go online, your data is collected. So
yeah, they're not wrong, like when they have cameras on your phone or your laptop, like Or the FBI is just, you know, staring at you right now, even right now, probably.
Some agent assigned to you, you'd be like, oh, they're doing a podcast. Yeah. But like,
they're watching us now, right now, recording this podcast.
Like, I think another addictive thing about social media in general is just that, like, they have a bunch of curated content
as well.
So it's like, if you like cars and they see you that you're watching a bunch of videos about cars, the only thing on your feed that's going to show up is cars.
Yep, that's right.
Like that. So you're going to spend more time because it's giving you more stuff that you like. Mm. So it's like kind of creepy, I'll be honest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how ads are customized to you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when you start talking about something, you have Google on your phone and then you search the internet and there's an ad for it.
Yep.
You're like, oh.
You know what's funny? It won't surprise me after this episode, the whole hour of us talking about TikTok, YouTube ads, Facebook ads, all TikTok ads.
That's creepy. It's the FBI.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you know, they're watching us, man. They're listening too.
Hello, FBI.
All right. Okay. So since we are getting into this topic and we will have more to talk about, let's tune in first to our next segment and hear what our friends have to say about TikTok.
Yes. Here we go.
Hi Dee. So the first question, I think it depends on what kind of people they are. For example, for me, like, I'm not obsessed, but I'm more like, it's become part of my normal social media life, like how I access Facebook. I think it's more, I'm like going on to TikTok more. But then there's this girl in my class, she doesn't even have TikTok. So I'm pretty sure it depends on people, different kind of people, different friends they have. It depends on a scale of how obsessed they are, from 0 to 10. I don't know, it depends. I also think it's not just for youngsters, because there's this idea on TikTok that it only belongs to the Gen Z, but there are also like viral videos of older people. I think it's not just for youngsters. Like I said before, it depends on what kind of people we surround ourselves with. I think TikTok is making such a big impact at this point because it's become more like a normal part of social media, like Facebook and Instagram. Like TikTok is even more like influential because it consists of more videos and it's easier to interact on TikTok with videos, and in that way there's info going out easily. So I think it's more influential than, you know, just a picture and a short caption and stuff. So I think TikTok is making a huge impact because there's a growing amount of numbers of users and they're accessing like similar videos on their For You page, if you know what I mean. So yeah, I think that's why.
So do you think more and more people are obsessed with TikTok nowadays, or is it just for youngsters? I would definitely say yes, like more and more people are addicted to TikTok nowadays. I feel like it's more of a trend. Instead of like going out and play, people just like look at TikTok all day. I don't really, they come up with like this bunch of, like, you know, the moves and like the technique that people see on TikTok, they kind of follow it. I feel like whenever people hear a certain music that comes on TikTok, they actually do the move. So definitely, it's like more, like people are conformed to how people behave now on TikTok and, like, nowadays. And then would I say it's just for youngsters? I would say it's for everyone. I don't think it's just for youngsters. Because like, even when I see TikTok, I feel like older people, older generations also are using TikTok. So I feel like it is more of the norm for TikTok. Like people nowadays, like it's the trend, as I mentioned earlier. Like when people see other people doing it, they conform to their way of life of actually dancing that way or moving the way they do. And TikTok is actually making a big impact as well, because I think a lot of TikTokers, like people that do a lot of TikTok and they become influencers on TikTok, they go on and like have like a broader, I don't know, they become famous and they like go on do advertisements. And I feel like it speaks more to the generation nowadays of like what to do and what not to do. And it also, I've seen some TikToks where it also shows you how to study, like some study guides and some websites to go to. I've often used it to go look at like the free places where they would get textbooks. So I feel like it helps in that sense, yes.
Yes, I think that TikTok is growing more popular these days, and it's not only among youngsters, but old people and businesses as well. And the reason for that is because you can advertise your products on TikTok and use descriptive captions to promote them. Also, sometimes on TikTok, you can find videos about random facts, horoscope, life hacks, mental advice. These videos are all created by random people. They don't necessarily have to be experts, which is why there's an overpowering amount of information from TikTok. And I think these kinds of videos, which can be misleading sometimes, attract older people who are more gullible to these things. That's why we see these videos going viral a lot. I think the reason why TikTok is very popular and making such a big influence for young people and people in general is because there are so many users. These users are sharing its content on other social media like YouTube, Instagram. You can basically find TikTok on your Instagram Explore. So it's like free publicity for TikTok. And then the fact that you can scroll endlessly in the app and still find videos there make the app so addicting. That's why more and more people are using it.
All right, what is up, DT Talk? Thank you for having me. This is Timmy speaking. I'm from Indonesia. Okay, so to answer the first question, yes, I do think a lot of people are getting obsessed with TikTok nowadays. Before, me myself, I used to hate TikTok because I just feel like, oh, this is just such a little kid stuff, people dancing or like random prank. I didn't really like it. That's why I didn't really download TikTok when it was first becoming a trend. But if we think about TikTok nowadays, it actually shifted from just a random dance content to like everything's content, you know? If you go to TikTok right now, you can find people teaching you how to fix car, how to cook, how to dress, even like how to write your essays. And some of the TikTok video actually teaching you appropriate culture stuff. And that's why I think TikTok is such a great social platform, especially nowadays, because everybody just jump in. Either they're young, like a little kids, teenagers, or elder people. That's why I think more and more people just like becoming obsessed. And do I think TikTok making such a big impact at this point? Yes, I do feel like that. So just like my first answer, TikTok is great for all generation. That plus the power of social media nowadays is amazingly ridiculous. One person being hated in social media, the next day all the social media users just hate the same person, even though they didn't really know him or her. But because of the power of social media, information just passed on quickly. And that's why I feel TikTok make a huge impact because of that. And plus, when TikTok came out, is such a great timing because it was in the middle of pandemic when people just are bored. And yeah, I feel TikTok is a great social platform nowadays. Mahalo.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you guys think of all the comments from the recording so far?
I think one thing that stuck out to me just from what was talked about is like different reality that social media gives.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember her name, but she was on there. Anyway, I'd like to give her credit, but I can't. It seems as though people are living a certain life.
Okay.
According to social media.
Okay.
But that's all you see.
Yeah.
So you don't know what's happening behind the scenes.
Yes.
And so you're just seeing, like, for example, you have influencers and stuff that are on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, it looks like their life is fantastic, problem free. They're traveling to Hawaii. I don't know, places like Iceland, Dinkland.
Yeah.
And it's just like, wow, they have no problems. But in reality, you're not seeing like other aspects of their life.
Yeah.
So like you're just seeing a highlight reel.
Yep.
And so it's like it gives you this toxic interpretation of reality to where like you believe that yours should also be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So like you start comparing yourself to other people. So it's like it starts this just trend where you're just like, oh,
crap, you know, like
my life's miserable.
Yeah, like what the heck?
Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah, it's just like, wow, my life is boring or something like that. But in reality, you're seeing a highlight reel of somebody else's life,
yep,
to where you don't know what else is happening. And you're just creating this endless cycle to where you're comparing yourself to others, and it can be pretty negative.
Yeah. Gotta watch out for your mental health for social media. Sometimes you gotta avoid it too. Yeah. I feel like TikTok is not as toxic as Twitter.
No.
Twitter is like horrible. You don't want to be there right now.
Horrible place.
Yeah.
The internet is a strange place as it is.
Yeah. There's all its advantages, but also a big disadvantage as well. So.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What about you, Deidre? What are your thoughts?
Well, I can see how, like, yes, TikTok is definitely it has that big impact on the world, and especially on different generations. And I can totally understand people who enjoy TikTok. It's fine if, like, you want to create those videos, you want to have fun dancing with your friends, that's totally fine. Like, I have joined in friends for their TikTok videos.
Oh, really?
And dance with them. Yeah, I have, especially before I left Hawaii. I was like, what is this?
Forgot, huh?
What are we doing? And like, it was fun. Like, it was a good way to spend time with friends and such. There are some of them who mentioned that TikTok, they provide study guides, they provide like all these little tips and such, which is also a good thing. I can totally understand that. But then also, of course, with social media, like Chad said, you have to be really careful, because if you get too deep into it, so engulfed in it, you're going to forget like reality as well. Yeah. What goes on behind the scenes and how it's actually going to impact you after that. Because, yeah, you do have to be aware of what's going on as well. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you, Terrell?
You know, like, come to think of it, I actually do watch a lot, because I only watched it on YouTube and Instagram Reels, like all this trends that they're doing. Mm-hmm. Apparently, just letting you guys know, like watching Instagram Reels, that they're a week late from the trends in TikTok. Whatever they're doing, that's like super fancy dancing or whatever cooking that they're doing that's super fancy, Instagram will be like a week late. And then we'll be like, oh, this is new. But then everyone's already doing it like for a couple of days already and stuff.
Of course.
But yeah, like one thing that kind of stood out to me as well is that a lot of challenges that they've done. And this past year.
Oh, yes. Least, the challenges.
The worst one that I've heard is like the coronavirus challenge. I don't know if you guys know. So all these kids.
Yeah,
they're trying to say like, oh, you know, coronavirus is on the surfaces, then I'll try to lick them. And specifically, they licked on the toilet bowl too. So,
disgusting.
Is this where the Tide Pod challenge came from too?
Oh no, Tide Pod was a long time ago.
Those ones I remember when they,
yeah, but I know what you're talking about though. I'm like, these guys are illogical. They don't know what it is. It smells good, but you're not supposed to eat it. But yeah, I remember that trend specifically. Like, they were licking the toilet bowl, and then they ended up actually getting coronavirus. So I'm like, is it worth the challenge?
Hey, they won the challenge, I guess. Well, they got the prize. COVID.
Great prize. Great prize to have. Yeah, so I feel that for teenagers-wise, you know, they're easily influenced. They as what Chad mentioned as well, you know, they get influenced very easily. They're like, okay, since all these adults are doing it, since all these teenagers around my age are doing it, I should do it too. You know, I should do the coronavirus challenge and lick the toilet bowl and see if I actually get COVID. I'm like,
please don't.
Yeah, don't do that, guys. It's already proven that you'll get coronavirus. Or that just you'll get like,
it's
what?
Even unsanitary in the first place to do that.
Yeah, even if they clean it a billion times, it's still unsanitary, guys.
No.
Toilet bowl. Mm-mm. I don't think that's necessarily something you should be licking
at all. Or anything, like any surfaces.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, no.
Disgusting.
Advice from Terrell and Chad today. Don't.
Never lick anything off of any surfaces.
No.
They're disgusting, and you'll get COVID and herpes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Since that's getting out of hand.
Anyway.
So I guess we already kind of answered this. Do you guys think TikTok has changed the world, or can it change the world?
What do you think, Chad?
I mean, as far as like trends, I think it's definitely the social media that has the upper hand.
Yeah.
With
certain trends. I can't name any because I don't have TikTok. But I just feel like, you know, whatever people are like ages 13 to 18 are doing right now are primarily from what they see on TikTok.
That's true, yeah.
Which is like also very problematic because, like, you know, you have the COVID challenge and you have Tide Pod challenge, stupid stuff like that, where it's just like you see all these kids mm-hmm. going to like Foodland and you're just like, why are you buying Tide Pods? Really, are you doing wash? I don't think so. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I think social media, I think if you have too much of it, it can be negative and like hurt you in the long run. But mm-hmm. I feel like that's not the overall goal of social media. Uh-huh. Does that make sense? Because like, if you use it in moderation, it's good. Like, you can stay connected with your friends and stuff, like in Malaysia. Or you can learn how to fix something or learn something mm-hmm. new about some new place. Like, it can be good if you use it in moderation and like for, I don't know, just what it's made for.
True.
So,
I mean, I find it amazing that, you know, a lot of older generation people, especially on TikTok, you never think they're going to do anything like this on Facebook or Instagram. Yeah. Instagram, I feel like it's just for hipster young adults at this point. You know, people like us, you know, Deidre, me and Chad, we're the ones that's who's using it. And then we're not using TikTok because we think we're too hipster for TikTok.
Oh my gosh, this is so like 2010.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh man.
But yeah, I feel like all the older generations, they either like giving tips to people. I feel like, because I watched it on YouTube, that one of the things, topics that they say, like, because after sharing a TikTok, you can actually reshare it and then you can answer the question. So let's say like, oh, what advice would you give to your younger self? Something like that. People around the world were able to share their advice, life advices about it, or like just anything in general. I feel like, oh, it's super helpful at this point. Like, I've never seen this on Instagram or Facebook. I've only seen this on TikTok. So I feel like there's a lot of benefits for the older generations that's connecting to the younger generations, at least. So I think in a way it's pretty cool. And then you also see the other side of TikTok where people are going to be like, shee!
Oh my
God. I don't even know what that is still, to be honest. You know what I'm talking about, Deidre?
Yeah.
You know what that is, right? I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
And people are just doing it.
That just showed up and I'm just like, why is this the thing?
Yeah. Do you know what it is, Deidre?
What?
Like the shee! No.
I mean, I've seen it.
Yeah.
But
I still have no clue what it is.
It's okay.
Hey, the more you know. I don't know what's like super trendy now. I wanted to look. Actually, let me look it up really quickly so that we can know what's actually trendy. Trendy on TikTok.
Yes. Well, TikTok, yeah, it's definitely changed a lot. Right now, because when it came out in 2016, you never thought it was going to be so popular like how it is, because I remember people were like, oh my gosh, it's from China, it's going to collect our data, there's like politics involved in it. Uh-huh. And uh-huh. then now you see that people are like, whatever, we'll just use it. So
yeah, that's how it is, I guess.
I guess so.
I guess a lot of people are like marketing their products now on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Can sell it by if there's one thing that I appreciate is that one of the things that they do all the time is that they give you life hacks on buying stuff on Amazon, and like they also did again life hacks, things that's super simple, and then they mm-hmm. just show it, like a can opener, you can do this and this and this. I'm like, oh, what? Mm-hmm. This simple $2 thing can do all these things. I'm like, oh.
And like I saw one the other day, not on TikTok, on Instagram.
On Instagram. Yeah.
But like there's a way to open Coke cans where, like, you know, like the small, like regular cans of Coke. Like if you turn it to where the barcode is, and you press your thumb on the barcode, it'll open.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So you just like push hard on the barcode and like the metal bends at that point. I don't know how, but like you push hard enough and it just opens. And I mean, I personally don't drink my Coke like that out the side, but I don't know, it's super weird. Like you see weird stuff like that happening and you're just like, who came up with this and why? People are just really bored, and I think that's a lot of those stem from during the pandemic as well. Like all these people just making definitely. Stuff up because they can, they they're at home all the time, so might as well.
And all the shees. I don't know, I still don't know what it is. I just find it funny. But one thing I do appreciate, like on TikTok at least, is that they do all this like 15-second song covers. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, all these like little kids know how to sing. I'm like, oh, it makes me want to do it. You know, I'm very tempted to do it right now. Make an account. I already made an account, but just do it specifically for music.
It's like you won Holly Idol or something.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, I have a question. Have you ever heard of horror stories or creepy stories through TikTok?
Yes.
Like, definitely. Creepy stories happening to people, or just like stories that people are sharing on TikTok?
I don't know if it's real or not, but yeah.
I mean, I guess like one thing that really creeped me out as a kid and like kind of creeps me out a lot today is just like somebody can make an account with a fake profile picture, fake photos, and like put on this.
Yeah, like catfishing.
Yeah. So it's like this super creepy facade that like they use. Like, I don't know if you get those messages on Instagram where it's just like, hey, I'll pay you $300 a week to be like my friend or something. You have people like that who like won the lottery or something like that. That's what their bio says anyway. So it's like, I don't know. I see a lot of creepy stories like that where like people actually buy into it and they like show up to this supposed millionaire's house and it's a shack under a freeway overpass. And it's like,
super sketchy.
Yeah, no, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, like one thing that I remember watching is like in terms of creepy, they'll be showing on TikTok. They'll be like, "Oh, look behind you! I'm right behind you. I'll be talking to you right now."
Oh my gosh!
I'm like, I hate that.
Yeah, I really hate that. That's just not in TikTok in general. This is I feel like just any video, and whatnot. Yeah. I feel that's creepy. What have you heard, Deidre? Like, what horror stories or creepy stories are you talking about on TikTok?
Well, again, I don't have TikTok, but like you know, TikTok videos they appear everywhere on social media because you can easily share them. Yeah. So the ones that I've seen, so I like watching like Facebook videos, those videos of this person like who tell like paranormal stories and such. Yeah. And so she also would check on TikTok videos where there are TikTok accounts where people share their paranormal experience and whatnot.
Okay.
And then she would like actually like try to research on them a bit just to see if they were fake or not. And a lot of the TikTok videos now, a lot of them are fake because you know it's easy to edit things and such.
Of course.
But then there'll also be some like those rare ones. There'll be incidents of where like this TikTok user is like she's caught somewhere, like she's putting up her TikTok videos and secretly in her TikTok videos she's like asking for help but she's
Maybe, I've seen that
like those kind of videos, you know, there'll be those creepy ones. Some of them are fake, like, you know, it's part of like this game that they're playing, but some of them like they could be real, you know.
True.
So that's like the problem as well, because sometimes you don't know if someone is in need in need of help or is in danger, because sometimes you cannot tell, is it just for show or is it real. Recently I remember I was talking to someone online, this is just based for my work, and then I found out like she has a TikTok account, and so she takes photos, I don't know how to describe it, those kind of photos for people to feel more confident in themselves, but a lot of these photos are like not, I wouldn't say naked, but there are these type of photographies where you take just to feel more confident in yourself. And she does that as her business. Last time when TikTok first came out, she already had her account.
Okay.
And she would post like behind the scenes or tutorials and in that sense. And then she said recently, for some reason, TikTok suddenly like started blocking her from posting, and they like took down her videos and such.
Oh dang.
And she was really upset because she's like, this is not pornography or anything, and there are actually things much worse out there, and they are like stopping me from posting what I'm doing. I've read a lot of people would say like TikTok is like they will allow certain things that are actually much worse, and then they're blocking other people from talking about more important things or like politics and such.
Yeah.
So there's always a dark side to the internet.
And you know what's the other crazy part about TikTok? You know who's the number one like most followers on TikTok?
Who?
Her name is Bella Porch.
Who's that?
Her first few videos, like the videos that popped up the most, is her doing the head bobs.
Oh, you know. That's the girl who's just like...
Yep, just bobs her head, left, right, do eyes, mouth, nose.
She has the most followers?
She has the most followers, and she's number one on TikTok. Yep, I think 46 million or something. Let me see how many. Let me fact check. I know on Instagram she's like super popular now.
That's weird. 46 million followers? That's like all of California that's following.
It is 72.8 million followers on TikTok.
Wow.
And she has 317 videos. And then like she had like millions of views, millions of likes, at least 1 million likes per video. So, mm-hmm. yeah, pretty mad.
Oh.
And she, all she did was head bops in the beginning.
That and Wikipedia is just like the top followed TikTok's accounts. There's like, do you know Charlie D'Amelio? Or
whatever? Yeah, I know. She does all the dances and stuff.
She has 117.5 million.
Oh, followers. Then I'm wrong then. Wow. She...
That's like half of the U.S.
Half of the U.S. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, she got popular because she just dances.
Dances.
Yeah, and then she got into like a lot of shows after like the Late Late Show and James Gordon and yada, yada, yada.
But then I also remember hearing about like this story of like a TikTok influencer who... sadly passed on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know,
social media
there's
pressure.
So much more to, yeah.
Yeah.
So much more to than what you see on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's just how it is. But, anyways, that's like how you know the world of TikTok. We're old veterans here. Don't know what it is. Don't own an account at all.
We're all veterans.
I mean, we're just saying if you have TikTok, you enjoy TikTok, that's completely fine. We're just...
No judgment.
Like,
yeah, yeah. It's fine. No just don't do dumb things and upload it on
TikTok.
Yeah.
Please don't lick toilet bowls and... Mm-mm. Yeah, don't take... Yeah.
Yeah, be wise with your choices. Just like be smart about it. Fact check. Always remember mm-hmm. to ask your friends. Ask people who are older than you. And
do
see
your
like,
research.
Yeah, and see if it's a good idea to do it. Because I feel like majority of the time it is pretty safe as long as like you do fact checks.
Yeah.
And just do whatever you can to be safe, be nice, mm-hmm. don't be...
Yeah, don't share too much about yourself online, though. That's one important thing.
Mm-hmm. It will bite you in the butt at the end.
Yeah.
Sadly. But yeah, that's basically the episode.
Cool.
And the final verdict, do you guys think that TikTok has already changed the world?
You asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you think so?
Yes.
Okay. Great answer. What about you, Deidre?
Yep. As we discussed earlier, it definitely has made its impact on the world.
Yeah. At least like some of us are not obsessed with it, right?
Yeah. Like me and Deidre, I don't know about you. You got an account.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not obsessed with it, but it's like, it's pretty cool to watch like some videos. And then like you get to see like some facts that you like read online, but then they did it in the form of a video and pictures at the same time. Mm-hmm, you're like, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very engaging.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah,
so
of course, yeah.
It captures my attention at least.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. And then after this, you'll see Terrell will open up his account again.
Well, maybe you see me doing covers. You know, that's one of my dreams when I was like mm-hmm. planning to do YouTube, but right now I can do it way easier, I guess.
Nice.
We'll see. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, well, again, this is our episode of DT Talks Podcast Season 4. And friends and family, hopefully you learned a thing or two about TikTok and how it's dominating the world and people are getting obsessed over it and all that. Again, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Nope. Just be wise in what you see and do.
Yep, exactly. Any advices, Chad, for people who are using TikTok and not using TikTok?
I mean, I'd say if it's a positive influence in your life, then use it sparingly, but always watch how much time you're spending on social media. Like the little screen time thing that iPhones have, where it's like it reports how much time you spend. Just like maybe look at that and like, you know, it divides it on, you know, which apps you're using.
Yeah.
So it's just like maybe make some changes if need be.
Mm-hmm.
So
TikTok 6 hours.
Yeah, honestly.
Straight.
Straight. No breaks.
No breaks at all.
No.
Well, thank you, Chad, for being our guest here today.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, how'd you feel now, like at the end of the episode?
I feel good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of tired, but yeah.
Kind of tired.
Talking about TikTok.
No, I feel great. Amazing.
Awesome. Well, again, we're glad that you're able to be here and thank you for being awesome.
Yeah, thank
you. Hope to have you again soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, friends and family, thank you so much for listening to our DT Talks podcast season 4 and we hope you enjoy this wonderful episode that we have and please be sure to follow us on Facebook, DT Talks podcast, Instagram, DT Talks_podcast and also on all our podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts and Amazon Music as well. So thank you so much for listening and this has been
DT Talks.
Yahoo! We're done.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye, world.